If we want to preserve our constitutional republic, we need an informed and educated citizenry. And that's what this show is all about. Find out what's really happening. It's time to stop the lies and learn the truth. This is The Real Story with your host, Jeannie Ives.
And thank you for joining me this Thanksgiving weekend. Happy to have my listeners in. Also, sign up for my newsletter, breakthrough-ideas.com. So we are jumping around a lot of topics tonight, but this one I wanted to get in while it's still enrollment time. At least I think it is. And so on the phone with me is C. Stephen Tucker. He is with Health Insurance Mentors. He's an absolute expert on Obamacare, which has not gone away. If anything, it's expanded. Yeah. And he's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on in the health insurance market, what's going on specifically with Obamacare plans. You'd be, I think, frankly, surprised at how much you can earn and still get one of these taxpayer-subsidized plans, which, by the way, remember what we were talking about the entire time in the first hour, is the generous nature of Americans, much of it forced generosity, as our taxes go to subsidize and pay for all sorts of other programs for people. So welcome. Thank you so much for coming on, Stephen.
Hi, Jeannie. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me on.
So what should we know in 2023 about these Obamacare plans, how accessible they are, how much they cost, how much income can you still earn and be a recipient of, and how are they working?
It is remarkable. So this is the 10th year of the ACA exchanges being open, ACA, as we call it colloquially, Obamacare. And if you remember back in 2014, the first disastrous opening when the website wasn't working and people were contemplating suicide trying to get through the application, there was many of the best hospitals that would not take the individual policies. For example, Northwestern, University of Chicago, Rush, Lurie Children's Hospital, basically where you would go if your life was ever really threatened by a major medical illness. And then it took about 5 years before Northwestern began buying hospitals. They now own 10 other hospitals besides the main campus in Chicago. So now it's the Northwestern Medical Group, 11 hospitals, 4,000 plus physicians, 200 plus ancillary facilities. And in the fifth year, they finally decided to join the last PPO left in the state. Everything else is a restrictive HMO. And HMOs should be avoided like the plague as long as there's a PPO available. And we are one of the lucky half the states left in America that actually has a national PPO available in the individual marketplace, which is now accepted at Northwestern, will be accepted by Rush University Medical Center on January 1st, and now for the first time in almost 10 years includes the North Shore Medical Group, which has always been a thorn in the side of every living up in the North Shore area, Highland Park, Evanston, Glenview, Skokie, because they had to buy an HMO in order to see their doctors because North Shore would not take the PPO. So that changed this year. So the offerings are getting better than they have been in the last 10 years.
So why is that? Really, is the subsidies
well, largely
better?
Because, well, that too, yes. But the networks are growing because we've lost 170 health insurance companies in America since 2014. We've watched 20 of them evaporate from the state of Illinois. And so most of the competition for Blue Cross Blue Shield, for example, has evaporated. They could not either live under the MLR calculations, medical loss ratio calculations, or they were simply absorbed by larger carriers. And so that gives more power to the last carrier standing with the PPO. And that, of course, is Blue Cross. And thank God we have them. We and Michigan are the only two states left in the entire Midwest that offer a PPO. And the difference, again, with a PPO and any awful restrictive HMO is that when you become seriously ill, which is why we buy this stuff, you make the decision as to where you can receive care. If you want to go to Mayo Clinic, if you want to go to MD Anderson, if you want to go to Barnes Jewish, if you want to go to Memorial Sloan Kettering, if you want to take your child to Cleveland Children's Clinic, you may go. No permission, no referrals, nothing with a national PPO. That is not the case with any HMO. All HMOs restrict you to the state in which you reside, and the only coverage you have outside of the state is for emergency care, not for elective care. The difference between elective and emergency is I break my ankle, I have an appendicitis. Okay, if I buy an HMO in Illinois, I'm covered in another state. But if I develop leukemia, and there's an oncologist, an MD Anderson in Texas, the best in the world, forget it. Unless you have cash with any HMO, with a PPO, you may fly down there and walk in the door. You're still fully covered. That is the fundamental difference between PPOs and HMOs. And we're very lucky in Illinois to have one of the only two states in the Midwest with a PPO, Michigan being the other. All the surrounding states have HMOs only left, which is a sad commentary on what's happened in the last 10 years, because I remember the good old days before the ACA became law, before Obamacare, where I could insure a family of four on an HSA-qualified plan, of which there's only one left that Blue Cross offers. Only one. That's it.
Wow.
Right? But they used to be great. A family of four could spend $800 a month. They'd have an aggregate deductible, meaning everybody chips away at one deductible, $5,000. I remember these days. And then 100% coverage afterward. And there was never a warning or a worry that you couldn't go to Rush or you couldn't go to Northwestern, right? It was the old blue PPO. You can go anywhere you want with Blue Cross. So that network has been relegated only to the group marketplace now. So we now have the Blue Choice Preferred PPO, the Blue Choice Preferred PPO, which is getting better every year. It now only excludes one medical group and two hospitals in Chicago. The medical group that it doesn't include is Advocate. Advocate continues to go along with the ACO model, the Accountable Care Organization model, designed under the ACA. And because they do to control costs, they will only take HMOs in the individual marketplace. And so if you have the PPO, you must steer clear of Advocate for elective care. And then sadly, Lurie Children's Hospital, who will take Medicaid recipients all day long, and the University of Chicago Medical Center, who again will take Medicaid recipients all day long, will not take the individual PPO from Blue Cross. I suspect that's going to change next year because University of Chicago Medical Center just bought four hospitals. So they're doing what Northwestern did 5 years ago.
But we're again talking about Obamacare plans or ACA plans.
ACA,
if you have group plans, which a lot of folks get their insurance through their employer, through their job, and they have group plans that this is not as much of a problem for. Or
well,
am I mistaken?
There too. You got to be careful.
Okay.
Very careful there.
Golly, it's so complicated.
Yes. Yeah, so if, for example, you are with an employer with less than 50 employees, right, which is a huge chunk of the industry in Illinois and around the country, right? Small businesses are the backbone of this country. If you have the Blue Choice Preferred PPO plans, which follow with the acronym BCE, then you are in the same network that's available in the individual marketplace, which means that you cannot go to University of Chicago. You cannot use it at Advocate. You cannot go to Lurie Children's Hospital. So you also have to be very careful in the group marketplace, which is why every single one of my clients is doing everything they can to age as fast as they can to get to the healthcare promised land, Medicare. Where their problems with high deductibles and high premiums are over, and they may go all over the country with very little to any exclusion. So it really is wonderful. The only reason it's so wonderful is because both parties support Medicare. It's one of the only things that both parties agree on, and it runs beautifully, and it costs those who don't make a lot of money a very affordable. I mean, most Americans pay like $300 for everything pertaining to Medicare. But then get this, they're coming from plans in the ACA marketplace, the PPO I was talking about and the awful HMOs.
Uh-huh.
All of them have $9,450 in out-of-pocket risk exposure per person times two and sometimes three family members to Medicare, which if done correctly, and you add Medicare Supplement Plan G to it, your total out-of-pocket cost for all medical claims is capped at $240 a year. That is incredible.
Well, it is. Incredible. And, you know, there's quite a few people that, quite frankly, they hold off on a particular procedure if they can until they're 65.
Yes.
So Medicare
can
pay
you,
for it.
This is what makes me excited. I'm so excited to talk about how things are happening in red states that are run by rational Republicans, like, for example, Texas and Tennessee.
Okay.
They just passed legislation, incredible, where, you know, no one asked for costs. right? No one goes to a hospital and says, how much does a colonoscopy cost? They couldn't tell you if you paid them $1 million how much a colonoscopy costs. All right. They want to know is what insurance you have, right?
Right.
Or for that matter, any other procedure.
Right.
And so Texas and Tennessee, brilliant legislation passed there just recently, this year, where if you do price negotiation and you can get a better deal paying cash than you can through your insurance company, this legislation will allow you to pay cash and then to submit that bill to your insurance company and use it to satisfy your deductible, even if it's out of network. That is a brilliant piece
That's
of
great.
Legislation. Yeah, I wish we could do that
oh
here
gosh.
In Illinois. But
it's a game here in Illinois.
Last night I went to Springfield to testify. It took me 3 hours to get there, 3 hours back, 2 hours to testify, and none of them listened to anything I said. So it's not even worth trying to try and put positive legislation.
Yeah,
you and I tried to work on something. Remember?
I
they
know.
Just
I
shot
remember.
It down.
Yes, they did.
It's just frustrating.
Okay,
yeah.
can you hold on? Because I want to talk to you about something else going on in Illinois when it comes to medical expenses. Okay?
Yeah.
Can you hold on after
course.
This break? Thanks a lot. Great.
I will.
The Real Story with Jeannie Ives continues on AM 560. The Answer.
Okay, welcome back to The Real Story with Jeannie Ives. John, I see you've called in. We're going to get to your call. Just hold on, please. We'll get to that call after I'm done with C. Stephen Tucker with Health Insurance Mentors. We were talking about these Obamacare plans, ACA plans. And apparently, though, you can make quite a bit of money and still be eligible for these taxpayer-subsidized plans, even if they're not the best. They do give you at least some coverage and certainly catastrophic coverage, even though the deductibles are pretty high. Am I right?
80% right.
Okay, great.
So yes, since the AARP, the American Rescue Plan, was passed in March of 2021, and then the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, which did reduce inflation, but it extended the subsidy cliff elevation. So back in March of 2020, to make this as simple as possible, if you made let's say you're a married couple, you made $78,000 a year, you would qualify for no federal subsidy, formerly known as an advanced premium tax credit. So you had to pay full boat, which is more than your mortgage payment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they
yep.
passed the American Rescue Plan, and they lifted that subsidy cliff for that same couple. Let's say they're in their 50s when health insurance costs the most, or God forbid, lower 60s. And now that couple can make $240,000 a year in adjusted gross income and qualify for very large advanced premium tax credits. A family of four in 2021 with two kids, they could not qualify for anything if they were making over $103,000. Now that family can make $340,000.
We're subsidizing people who make $340,000 for their health insurance?
Yes. Yes.
That's the bottom line,
yes.
Right? Is that what you're telling me?
That is the bottom line. Yes, we all are. And so that's what's happening. And so it's
so there you go again.
Affordable.
America, one of the most generous nations on the face of the earth. Actually, we are the most generous nation on the face of the earth. And we're generous to our own people.
Indeed.
But honestly, indeed. I don't feel like I should be paying the health insurance for subsidizing people that make $340,000 a year.
Yes, I concur, but that's what's happening. So, you know, this is going on all the way.
That's insane.
All the way through 2025. So it does make health insurance, quote, more affordable, which was, you know, the former President Barack Obama's promise. It would be more affordable.
Yeah,
right?
On the backs of everybody else. Let's just add
that's
on.
That's right.
You know, let's just pay off people's student loans, too. Oh, we are. Okay.
Thank God they stopped that. I think 400. He still got through 430.
Yeah, he still got some of it through. Yes.
Million by executive order. But anyway, so this is what's happening. Nobody's addressing the cost of health care. No one. They're simply printing money. They're throwing it in insurance companies and calling themselves heroes. That's
okay.
What's going on right now.
Well, it gets worse. And, you know, you're kind of a backdrop here, and you can just give me some response on this. I know this is not your area. It's not health insurance, but it is great to talk to you about this. So, as you know, we are paying a lot for Medicaid services in the state of Illinois. We pay a lot for Medicaid. And those are people that you're like 20% of Illinoisans are on Medicaid. Okay. And at one point, I don't know if it's still true, but 50% of the babies born in the state of Illinois were born to Medicaid mothers. Okay.
Under the Moms and Babies program. Mm-hmm. You are correct.
Okay. So here's what's interesting. Now we have illegal immigrants coming in, and they're getting Medicaid, but Medicaid not reimbursed by the federal government. And so you've got regular Medicaid for illegal immigrants that come in. They're going to get some Medicaid. And along with the regular population, Medicaid population. And then you have that special program that Delia Ramirez set up in 2020 that she said was only going to cost $2 million. And then, you know, within, the first month, it cost over $2 million just in the first month. And then it ballooned. And it was going to be $1.1 billion this coming year. And Pritzker said, no, that's too much. We're going to have to cap the program, make them pay co-pays, do all this other stuff. And so we're going to limit the program to $550 million. Well, now, latest reports, I mean, they just had veto session. They ended it about 2 weeks ago. And during veto session, they had a special discussion about this in one of the committee hearings. And they said, we need to investigate it because now we already know we're on track to spend $830 million for non-citizen health care. This is basically people who have been here for a long time, a longer time. And they don't really have a green card, but they're just kind of in that bubble where they're not the fresh new illegal alien. They're an old illegal alien, right? They've been around a while. So we're paying for them in something called non-citizen healthcare because, you know, we have to make these all sanitized names, non-citizen healthcare. Okay. Right. So another way that we're generous. Well, here's the kicker. And I talked to Bill Howder. He's a doctor. A state rep as well. And I asked him about this because I brought this up and then he told me some more. And so I called him again to verify it. Here's what's going on, actually. So for Medicaid, we have managed care and there are five different managed care programs. Okay. Right. And there's a very set criteria. They're very strict on what they will and will not give you. They will deny care all the time. The working poor, they're forced into this type of managed Medicaid care, which is really difficult to get. And by the way, it's just as cumbersome for the providers. The providers don't like this program either because, you know, they want to give the care and then it's denied and they have to go back and forth and they resubmit all the time and all the stuff. It's a pain in the ass. Well, the non-citizen health care is fee for service.
It's better.
That's it's correct. Better. It is better. We're giving non-citizen health care better care than our own citizens who fall in that bubble of needing Medicaid in the state of Illinois.
That's correct. You're a very well informed. That's exactly what's going on.
And nobody's saying a damn thing about it.
Well, you are, thank God. But yes, you are correct. So the people who are qualified for Medicaid, I'm talking about American citizens.
Yes.
Whose income is below 138% of the federal poverty level, which for a single tax filer is $20,152. Those people have to participate in one of five managed care programs, HMOs. Managed care, remember, were designed by the Clintons, HMOs, which restrict your choices, right? But those who are not here legally, you're exactly right. It is not an HMO. It is far better coverage, and they're getting it. And we are blowing up the budget, Milliman, right? They projected how much they would spend on this new program. Mm-hmm. The data between March 2022 and February of 2023, they spent twice what Milliman said they would spend, $189 million more, so bad that they had to shut down enrollment as of July 1st, even though we're supposed to be a compassionate, caring, welcoming state, you know. So it's just pure insanity. And you're right. No one but you is talking about it.
I mean, you can't make this up in this state.
You can't. It's not just this state. It's California. It's Maine. It's Massachusetts. It's New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont. It's crazy.
Okay. The other thing, though, about managed care, because I was there when they passed this behemoth. They moved from fee to service to managed care because they wanted to manage costs, right? Well, and the whole thing is like, if you're in Medicaid, here, boom, this is your provider. Here you're stuck with this person. This is who you have to go to. This is what you're going to do. Well, and so they get a little bit of a little piece of something for every person that's enrolled in their program. They get a little something every month to you know, watch over their care, because they wanted to manage the care. They didn't want to come in only when they were sick. They wanted to manage their whole care system. Like, this all makes me insane. But anyway, and that's not happening. What's happening is they're taking the money and then they're saying, well, you know, we're denying that treatment.
That's it. Well, that's what managed care does.
Yeah.
It denies your ability to get the care that you decide you want, right? That's how they control costs. That's what HMOs are. That's how the Clintons designed them, and that's what they are today. There's no difference from them. And so when you say that the coverage on the exchanges covers basically catastrophic care and not very good care, that is true for many of the HMOs. But I will say this, the PPO, right, mm-hmm. the one in Michigan, the one in Illinois, and the one that the other half of the states are lucky to have, right? They have PPOs instead of HMOs. These now are, this is why they're so expensive. These are the most comprehensive health insurance policies sold in American history. You cannot spend more than the insurance company is obligated under contract to pay. There are no annual caps, no lifetime caps. In addition to that, even if you buy the lowest price PPO plan, which is what I have, right? Because everybody should understand this. This is very important.
We got 20 seconds.
You should never buy a silver or gold plan because they all have the same $9,450 out-of-pocket, regardless of the size of the deductible, so just buy the cheapest plan. But even if you just buy the cheapest plan,
all right, we gotta
there's
go.
75 preventive care
if
tests
you have
you pay
questions, call C. Stephen Tucker, Health Insurance Mentor.
The Real Story with Jeannie Ives continues on AM 560, The Answer.
Okay, welcome back. Wasn't he terrific? C. Stephen Tucker, healthinsurancementors.com. That's his website. He can help advise you on all sorts of issues, anything related to health insurance. C. Stephen Tucker is the expert.